Good evening, darling. How? Hey. Babe, what's the matter? Don't say nothing. I know what it means when I come home and find yourself staring in the mirror like that. Babe, it's okay. No, it's all right. We all feel like this sometimes. You are absolutely not hideous. You are drop-dead fucking gorgeous. Because I say so, that's how I know. And because I love you. I love you so much. Come here. Come on. Into my arms. Attagirl. Oh, darling. This has got you out of shape a bit, hasn't it? Do you know what triggered it? It's all right. You don't have to know or even want to say. Just, I'm here for you, baby, and I care for you. And I love you. I love every inch of you, of your stunning, beautiful body. I love this beautiful hair. I love your wonderful face, your full lips, your shoulders, and your arms, and your chest, and your beautiful belly. I love these thighs and these legs. Every single inch. Yes. Yes. I'm not surprised that you feel like that sometimes. Everything in the world is telling you not to like your body. Yes, and I know you know that. I know that you know this is just some stupid way to sell you more crap, but even when you know it, it can be hard, can't it? Hard to remind yourself that it's all bullshit. I love the way you look. I really do, darling. Look at me. Look at me. In the eyes. That's right. I love you the way you are. Was I lying? Was I embellishing? Of course not. Because you can always tell when I do lie, can't you? So. When you say that someone would have to be mad to find you attractive, and you know that I'm not lying when I find you exquisitely attractive, you're saying that I'm mad, aren't you? And that's a bit rude. Okay, I am a little crazy, but that's a different thing. We're all a little crazy in some way. But having a bit of an addiction to Toblerone and wanting to binge Scrubs for the eighth time every now and then doesn't mean I'm mad for finding you attractive. You are fucking gorgeous. Well, you are to me, darling. And anyone who thinks otherwise, who isn't you, is wrong. No, including you. You're wrong. I'll outright say it. You are wrong if you think you're not beautiful. Come here. You give the best kisses, you know. And the most amazing cuddles. know you feel self-conscious about how your body's changes. I get that way too, but you know what? None of us can stop it. Our bodies will change. Sometimes we'll be heavier, sometimes we'll be lighter, sometimes we'll be, yeah, you know. And, darling, I want to grow old with you. And our bodies are going to change as we get older. We're both going to get wrinkles. That's going to happen. Our hair's going to go grey. Mine might bloody well fall out completely. Do you think you'd still love me if I'm bald as a coot? Good phrase that, isn't it? Bald as a coot. I think it's a bird. A coot? A coot? I'm sure it's a bird. Anyway. Doesn't matter. Because, yeah, we may not look the same. We may not be beautiful in the same way we are now, but we'll be beautiful in different ways. And I will still find you beautiful. Because you are the person I am in love with. I love you. I love your body. I love your mind. I love your personality. I love your soul. I love everything about you. And nothing is going to change that. Especially not society's superficial ideas of what beauty's meant to look like, because it's wrong. I'll tell you what beauty looks like. It looks like you. So, yeah. Okay. Feeling better now? I'm glad, darling. Okay. Now, I think tonight would be a good night for a takeaway, don't you? Why don't you have good fish and chips around here? It's so sad. But yes, I think a Chinese would be amazing. You know how I love me some gobaru. Marvellous. No, I'll put in the order. You just get comfy on the couch. I'll be there in a second, okay, darling? I love you.